A remarkable testimony, encouragement from the past. He knoweth the way that I take, Job chapter 23, verse 10, by Sister Małgorzata Szeniutz from Poland. To my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to share some of my experiences on how I found the truth. I was raised as a Catholic, and as a child I was distressed to see a lack of honesty among my family. As a result, I wanted to become a nun, which made my mother very unhappy. In spite of this, I became a nun, and for a year I was happy there. My own Bible. I had a strong desire to have my own Bible, but it was difficult to get. I prayed for help from the Lord. The Lord heard my prayer, and one day two Jehovah's Witnesses came into the church and began talking about God. After their visit, I saw a Bible they left on the chair, and I hid it, and began reading it every night while others slept. They were surprised I knew so much, and then they found out that I had a Bible. They told me to throw it away, but I did not. I realized that I could serve God without closing myself in the monastery. Then they penalized me by making me lay down on a cold floor for many hours, which caused much suffering. I decided to leave the monastery. I wrote to the bishop, and he turned me down. Then I wrote to Pope John Paul II. He was not in favor of my request, but said they could not keep me against my will. This was a hard experience for me. Returning home. When I returned home, my mother would not allow me to stay there. It was December and very cold and snowing. What was I to do? I wandered around the city and begged for bread for my hunger. I then became very weak and fainted and found myself in the hospital. After a couple of days, my mother came to visit me. She took me home and my life was more normal. On Sunday, I went to the church and the priest made me leave the church. From that time on, the people would have nothing to do with me. I prayed for guidance and soon after this, I met a brother from Białogard. At first, we began to correspond and later he invited me to the meeting. The brother that invited me came with his nephew, who became my husband. 2 years later, I began to attend more often and realized that this was what I was looking for. After attending meetings for 2 years, I consecrated and my husband consecrated 2 years later. The Lord blessed us and we are happy to understand His plan. I am very grateful to the Lord for this great favor and ask for your prayers that I may be faithful for this great favor.